Classic rock, 103.3 WGLX. That one is far behind. It's Candlebox. I'm Tanya Hayes, enjoying this Friday, and also pretty excited because, speaking of Candlebox, I have Kevin Martin from Candlebox on the line. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Are we classic rock now?
You are. Can you believe that?
Classic rock with Candlebox. Yeah, I know. It's all right. I'm good. How are you?
I am good. So, I am talking to you today because you guys have a new album out.
We do. We have a record came out last Friday.
And it's your seventh album. Tell me a little bit about it. I know it's called Wolves, but that's pretty much all I've heard.
Yeah, we've been sitting on this record for 2 years. We finished it August of 2019, and I did the vocals January of 2020, and the record was mixed and ready to go February of last year. So we've been sitting on this record for a little while, and happy that it's finally out. We're not the most prolific band, so yes, unfortunately, it's only our seventh studio album, but it's a pretty good record, if we do say so ourselves. We're pretty stoked on it. The fans are liking it. It's selling, so that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And we're out here supporting it on tour, so it's a little strange to be supporting a record in this kind of climate right now, just because people are still a little bit cautious about being out, as are we. We're not, you know, visiting our favorite haunts or anything like that, which we normally do. But the record seems to be going over well, and we're happy it's finally.
So what made you guys decide to wait if you've had the album done for a while now?
Well, because we have to. Candlebox is the type of band that has to tour to support a record. We don't have the major label money behind us supporting the record. You know, we kind of do this independently. So it's really about finance, you know, and the financial obligations or responsibilities to go with releasing a record that can't be put on the shoulders of a label. So we've really got to be able to be out there playing these songs for people so that they know that the record's out, picking it up at the shows, etc. And that's really the only way we could do it. So we decided collectively between the label payment and management ourselves that this is what we would do.
So take a little break, which is, I suppose it's kind of nice. You have it ready to go. So then whenever you're ready, you can get out and have a little fun with it.
Yeah.
So what inspired this album?
Oh, life in general. I mean, there's been so many things that have been going on, you know, over the past 6 years since we released Disappearing Airports. I mean, it's been an enormous change in not only the political climate, but the community climate in the United States has changed enormously. And there's just so much separation right now in anger and frustration in the world. And it's just kind of nutty for me. So that's, the record deals with a lot of those emotions I've experienced over the past 6 years and 5 years and 4 years and things that have changed in front of my eyes and in my life. And that's kind of what I wanted to write about.
Okay. So is there a story behind Wolves, the title?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of who we are as a society. We've become this kind of species that... is at one time, you know, we worked towards something for the benefit of the herd, for the benefit of the pack, if you will. You know, if you think about 20 years ago when 9/11 happened, the following, you know, certainly days, but the following years, we were a different community of people. We cared. We took care of one another. We wanted to take care of one another. We made sacrifices. We changed our lives because we had experienced something incredibly traumatic. But we've lost that sense of community as a society. And there's so much, like I mentioned earlier, there's so much separation politically and divisiveness in this country. And it's difficult to live in an environment like that and hope that somehow it's going to turn itself around. I don't know. It's a very, very strange world we live in right now. And it makes me incredibly uncomfortable emotionally because it just kind of, I don't know where we're headed. And I've never seen this type of aggressiveness in a society I grew up in. I'm 52 years old. I've never seen this kind of thing. So the album title is based on that. You know, if we can get back to that pack mentality, working towards the betterment of community, the betterment of our pack, for the health of our pack and the welfare and well-being of our pack. But there's a lot of lone wolves out there, and there's a lot of injured, struggling wolves. And that's kind of, I think, where we're at right now. And it's just kind of unfortunate.
So you guys are putting out, the first single off the album is called All Downhill From Here. Tell me a little bit about that, and then we'll go ahead and play it.
All Downhill From Here was written basically the story of my life. Everything I've experienced over the past 28 years of touring. And, you know, I've been in Candlebox longer than really more than anything else I've done. This has been my band. So more than half of my life. And that's what the song's about. It's really just about what I've experienced, the life that I've seen. And, you know, hopefully I'm less than halfway through my life. But if I'm not, you know, I'm going to enjoy the rest of this ride. I love the fact that we still have fans that want to see the band and listen to the music. And so that's what keeps me going. And yeah, it's just really about that.
Okay, so let's play the song. It is Candlebox, All Downhill From Here on Classic Rock 103.3 WGLX.